Okay, continuing with the dinim of Chanukah. Number one, the Chachamim established, like it says in the Gemara, Bahalu Vahidah, to say Halu and say Alanisim. Now, there's a quite an argument in Halacha, did the Chachamim establish a mitzvah to eat on Chanukah? If you know Purim, one of the mitzvahs of Purim is Seudas Purim. So there's a big argument in Halacha, because some poskim say Simcha is when you have a meal. But other people say, no, by over there it says Simcha Mishta to have a party, and by Chanukah it doesn't say. Now, the Mepharshim explain what's the difference, because Chanukah was a decree against the soul of the Jew, the neshama of the Jew. They want to kill Jews. They're a Hellenist. They wanted the Jews to believe in their Greek philosophy. But it wasn't a comment that said, you're Jewish, I want to kill you. So therefore, Purim was a decree against the body of the Jews, so therefore you celebrate with body, with eating. Chanukah is spiritual, so therefore you do it with candles. The accepted halacha, by the way, is that if you say a Dvar Torah at a meal on Chanukah, it becomes a Seudas Mitzvah. So if you sing praises to Hashem and you say a Dvar Torah, so then everybody says at that time it would become actually a mitzvah, a Seudas Mitzvah. By the way, it's brought down in Pelish Shesvarim. That explains also why a dreidel that we pray with on Chanukah, the handle is on top. And Purim, we play with a grager. And a grager, the handle's at the bottom. So it says, why is the grager, everything minig Yisrael has a place in Torah. Why is the grager, the minig is it has the handle at the bottom and a dreidel at the top? Because again, Chanukah was a spiritual decree, so the handle's on top. And Purim is a physical decree, so the handle's at the bottom. So Chanukah is forbidden to fast. Even a chassan gets married during Chanukah, doesn't fast during Chanukah, he fasts before Chanukah. You're allowed to do work during Chanukah, except the women have a custom that during the time the candles are burning, the half an hour that, you know, the mandatory time for the candles to burn, they don't do work. What type of work is a big machlekes in halacha, but the accepted custom is they don't do things that they wouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. For instance, they wouldn't sew, they wouldn't do laundry, they wouldn't do things like that. But cooking and getting ready, that most poskim say that it's not a problem to do it. So that's as far as malach. But the men, definitely, it says, there's no reason for men not to work during the time of the candle lighting. Now, why is it that the women accepted this aspect on themselves, not to do malach while the candles are burning? So it's brought down in halacha, because the miracle came about through Yehudis, who was the daughter of Yechon and Kain Gadol, that she took the Greek general and she gave him some cheese to eat, and then he became thirsty and she gave him wine to drink, and then he fell asleep, and then she went and chopped off his head and brought it to the Greeks, and the Greeks saw that the general was decapitated. So they all ran away, and the Jews were able to win the war. What?
Is it a minute for the men to sit by the flame and listen to the stories they tell?
Yeah, I didn't get there yet. So the custom is, but the men could do work while they're sitting by the candles. The custom is that men sit, except Friday night, men sit at the candles for the duration of the half an hour, as the previous Rebbe said, to listen to the stories that the candles tell. If you're sitting at the place where you can see the candles, you can, if you want, you can eat dinner. Some people wouldn't. They would, you know, just focus on the candles, but halachically, you can eat dinner at that time.
How come men can work, but women can't?
Because normally, it's brought down in halacha, not working brings you to craziness. So women, because they did the miracle happened through them, so they celebrated by showing it by not doing work. Men, we have to work. There's no reason why not. Batala mevi de leshimun. Yeah, Mishnah. Yeah. Gevald. Okay. But Tala, maybe they Shimon. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, next. Who's chayv in Chanukah candles? So So everybody's chayiv in Hanukkah candles. Even a poor person would have to sell his garment. If he doesn't have money, he would have to sell his garment even to buy candles or oil to be able to kindle the Hanukkah menorah. Now, the best way of doing the menorah is with olive oil, like it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But our custom is that for the Shamus, we use beeswax. Not a regular candle, not oil. Some people, by the way, have for the Shamus oil, and then they just take a match from the Shamus and then light the other candles.
What's the purpose of that?
Nothing. We don't do that. That's why we use a beeswax candle for the Shamus. Now, what's interesting is, this is one of the very few mitzvahs in Torah where you have what's called Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, the best of the best, which means like this. According to the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beisai. What's the miracle, the mitzvah of Chanukah? One candle per household, per night. That means you have 10 people in the house, the first night you light one candle, second night one candle, third night one candle, eighth night one candle. And you yoytze to the mitzvah. Mahadrin, if you want to do better, everybody lights one candle every night. So you have 10 people, 10 people lighting one candle the first night, one candle the second night, one candle the third night, and so on. Then the Gemara says, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, best of the best. So then you have the famous argument between Bishab and Bishab. So Bishabe says the first night you light 8, then 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Beisilo says, no, Milam Bakedi should go up. Basically, the argument very simply is, according to this simple meaning, Beisilo says, how many days of Hanukkah left? 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left. Beisilo says, no, how many days do you have already? And you go up. The first night you have 1 day, second night 2 days, and third day. So then, the Gemara says like this, it's a very, very interesting, diverse thing from everything else that normally exists. So it says, so the Gemara says like this, Mahadrin, I mean, the mitzvah, one candle per household per night. Mahadrin, mina Mahadrin, every person lights one candle one each night, only one candle. Mahadrin, mina Mahadrin means the first night, this is what the Gemara says, the first night you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, the question is, what does the Gemara mean, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? Does the Gemara mean one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Or does it mean everyone lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Okay, that's the question of, for instance, Tesis holds. Anyway, so Taisus in the Gemara in Shabbos says that when the Gemara says Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, it doesn't mean every person lights 1, 2, 3, 4. One person in the house lights the first night 1, the second night 2, the second night 3, the second night 4. The Rambam holds, no. What the Gemara means, everybody lights 1, the first night 2, the second night 3, the third night, and so on. Okay? So Taisus says, one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the Rambam says, everybody lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's very interesting, the Rambam was Sfardi, Taisus was Ashkenazi. Yet, the Chidah brings this down, but this is the fact. The Sfardim, in this case, rule like Taisus, that only one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And Ashkenazim, holding the Rambam, that hold every person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Because most Sfardic homes, only that at the household lights the menorah. No, but not everybody lights their own menorah. What?
So if you have a man and a woman, and you have a son and a daughter.
Okay, we're coming that to in a minute.
Yeah.
Women are fulfill their obligation through the men. Once we'll get there in a minute. What? Why should you light every night? If anything, the question is, we should light 7 candles a night for 8 days. How many candles did I light in the Beis HaMikdash? 7.
Yeah.
Okay? What was the miracle? That it lasted for 8 days. That the seven candles lasted for 8 days. Right? That's the miracle. So the Mefarshim asked, why don't we celebrate Hanukkah? Why did Chacham make this 1, 2, 3, 4 going up? Why didn't they just do 7 the first night, 7 the second night, 7 for 8 nights? That's a good Jewish reason, correct? For Jewish reasons, it's a very good reason. The reason is because, and that's why you find only by Hanukkah, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, you rarely find this in Halacha. You have always in Halacha what's called Hidur Mitzvah, beautifying the Mitzvah. To say Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin doesn't exist by any other Mitzvah. Only by Hanukkah. Because what's the inyan of Hanukkah? The inyan of Hanukkah is Dafka, the number 8, versus the number 7, which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the menorah before sundown, during the day. Hanukkah, you light at night. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the menorah all the way in, inside, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, outside the Holy of Holies. Where do we light Hanukkah? In the street. So the whole explanation, this is what uniqueness of Hanukkah, and that's why we don't light 8, 7 each night, because the whole inyan of Hanukkah is dispelling darkness, and as Rebbe always explains, on the first night of Hanukkah, when I light one candle, I did the mitzvah the best possible way. Okay? But for the second night, it's not good enough. I need to add a candle. On the second night, when I light two, I did the mitzvah the best possible way. Mahadrin min mahadrin. But for the third night, it's no good. So what is the lesson of this? And that's why we do it this way instead of just lighting 7 candles for 8 days. Because the whole aspect of Hanukkah is adding light and in such a way that whatever I did yesterday, the best of the best, for today it's not good enough anymore. Today I have to be even better than yesterday. On the seventh night, you lit 7 candles, the best of the rest. Comes the 8th night, no, that's still not good enough. Now you have to go to 8. 8 represents the supernatural. So once you're at 8, that's it. You reach the supernatural. So that's why we don't light 7 candles for 8 days, or whatever it is, because Hanukkah's concept is to illuminate the darkness of the world only when it's night outside. And as we go, we'll be discussing more the whole concept of the spiritual aspect of Hanukkah. What? The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says the way you light is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, the Gemara doesn't ask that. No, the commentaries ask that.
So, did I
just
say, did you cover, like, at what age?
No, we didn't cover it yet. Now, coming back to your question. So women are equally obligated in the midst of Hanukkah. Therefore, if a woman lives alone, she has to light the Hanukkah candles. In a situation when there's a husband, so then the custom is women don't light the Hanukkah candles. They're fulfilling their obligations through the husband. And therefore, for instance, girls don't light the Hanukkah menorah. They light Shabbos candles. But the men and the boys light Hanukkah candles. From the age of chinuch, in our circles at least, the age of 6, kids would even younger nowadays, but I'm saying at the age of 6, they have an obligation in chinuch, the Rebbe writes, that they should actually light their own Hanukkah candles.
Their own.
But again, in the Sephardic community, the children don't light their own. They're all fulfilling their obligation from the father, which is their custom. So it, you know, it's their custom. It's a Torah custom. Again, for the same reason we discussed the other day, because they hold Revam Hadras Melech. When you do a lot of people doing one mitzvah, it glorifies the king. What? No, just boys. There was 1 year, 1 year, and 1 year only. The Rebbe, that year was a special thing. The Rebbe said girls should light under bas mitzvah. But there was a 1 year deal, and that was it. Ma,